This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Authorities say a former police officer has killed dozens of people in a gun and knife attack that began at a child care center in Thailand. Authorities say the attacker killed more than 20 children before leaving the scene and shooting from his car as he drove home. Once there, they say he killed his wife, their child, and then himself. Firearm-related deaths in Thailand are much lower than in countries like the United States and Brazil, but higher than in countries like Japan and Singapore that have strict gun control laws. North Korea has flown 12 warplanes near its border with South Korea, and the South reacted by scrambling 30 military planes. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The highly unusual incident has come just hours after North Korea fired two ballistic missiles into the sea. The North's warplanes consisted of 8 fighter jets and 4 bombers, which flew in formation by the border. South Korean officials believe they conducted air-to-surface firing drills. South Korea responded with 30 fighter jets and other warplanes of their own, though they didn't engage in any clash with the North Korean aircraft. I'm Karen Chamas.
The governor of Ukraine's Zaporizhia region says two people are dead after Russian rockets slammed into residential buildings in the region's namesake city. The airstrikes came just hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced that the country's military had retaken 3 more villages in Zaporizhia. Many more details need to be worked out within the G7 and the European Union before a price cap for Russian seaborne oil deliveries to third countries can take effect, European Union officials said Thursday. The EU this week agreed to an 8th package of sanctions against Russia for waging a war in Ukraine, including an oil cap that would align the bloc with the U.S. and the G7 group of the world's most industrialized countries. This is VOA News. The Centers for Disease and Control and Prevention said Thursday it had no suspected or confirmed U.S. Ebola cases from the Sudan strain cases, but urged healthcare workers to be aware of an outbreak in Uganda. The CDC said it was important for clinicians, quote, to obtain a detailed travel history from patients with suspected Ebola virus disease, especially those that have been in affected areas of Uganda, end quote. No vaccine has yet been approved for use with the Sudan strain. The United States on Thursday imposed sanctions on Iran's interior and communications ministers, among others, just days after President Joe Biden said Washington would increase costs on Iranian officials tied to violence against demonstrators. The sanctions were announced by the U.S. Treasury on its website. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to celebrate a new investment in New York's Hudson River Valley, where two House Democrats are in tough re-election races. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The president will be at an IBM facility in Poughkeepsie, where the company is announcing a $20 billion investment aimed at boosting semiconductor manufacturing and other high-tech advances. It comes days after chipmaker Micron revealed plans to invest up to $100 billion to build a plant in upstate New York. The White House says it's all part of a manufacturing boom it hopes will help Democratic prospects in next month's elections. While many Democrats in tougher races have avoided appearing with the president, whose own approval ratings are underwater, he'll be joined today by two incumbents in competitive races, Sean Patrick Maloney and Pat Ryan. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Falsehoods and harassments related to 2020 are stressing local election officials, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
In the small town of Carrollton, Ohio, Sherry Whipke with the County Board of Elections has heard things that scare her.
That violence is going to become the way to fix it. You don't like it? Well, then you just go throw a fit and burn the place down.
She's heard conspiracy theories and election falsehoods. People like Whipke have been given more to do and are facing questions about things like electronic voting.
They think we should go back to paper and pencil and everybody counts at the precinct. And if we go back to that, they don't realize what they're asking for, I guess you could say. They don't realize how much work is involved in going back.
Whipke's boss, Nicole Mickley, chokes up talking about how seriously she takes the job.
We don't do this job for the fame or the fortune or the pats on the back. We do it because we believe in what we're doing.
The clerks say the accusations sting. They don't want to be called a liar. I'm Ed Donahue.
And recapping our top story, authorities say a former police officer has killed dozens of people in a gun and knife attack that began at a child care center in Thailand. Diane Roberts, VOA News.